Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Nun Gimel, as we start a new perek in the Masechta, the fifth perek of Masechas Menachas, as we've been through the prakim of Kol Menachas, and then HaKometz Zuta, and HaKometz Rabbah, and Perek HaTcheles, which is all about the non-Menachas Gemaras and topics, and now we get back to more Menachas discussions relating to rules and regulations of Menachas. So here we go. Kol Menachas Bos Matzah, says the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amid Beis. We even have a little Agadita today. Not really stories, but you'll see. Kol Menachas Bos Matzah. All Menachas come in the form of matzah, meaning they are not made into chametz. There's a halacha, they're not allowed to be made into chametz. There's an issa daraisa. So all menachas are come in the form of matzah, except for two. Chutz me chametz shebetoda v'shtei halechem. Except for the chametz in the karbet toda. The karbet toda is brought, the animal of the karbet toda is brought with 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah, but 10 of them are chametz. There's four different types of breads. 10 of each of the four types, that makes 40. 10 of those are chametz. That's the chametz shebitoda. And the shtei halechem, the two breads that are brought with the kifsei atzeres, as we discussed in the last parak, the special carbon that's brought on shvuis from the new wheat that has grown, the new barley that has grown, that was the carbon omer that was brought on the second day of Pesach. The new wheat that has grown, that allows, after that is brought, you're allowed to bring karbanos from the new wheat in the Beis HaMikdash, so that also is made out of chametz. So those shehein ba'os chametz, those are made out of chametz. The issu daraisa of bringing chametz on the Beis HaMikdash is said in Perek Beis of Ayikra. Ki chol sa'or v'chol dvash lo saktir mimenu yishel Hashem. Now let bring sa'or, any leavened item, and dvash. The klayakar there explains why it is that these are. There can be exceptions to the rule. Bir Hadvarmi explains. He says, what does Sa'or stand for? What does Dvash symbolize? G'chol adam yesh lo taiva l'chol chemdos ha'olam hazeh ha'machunim b'dvash. Dvash symbolizes all physical pleasures. K'kmo sha'advash matok l'chech v'ribuyo mazik. Just like honey is very sweet to the palate, but too much of it can be damaging. Ka'kol chemdos ha'olam hazeh him hechrechiyim v'ribuyo mazik. Also, a little bit of olam hazeh is good, but a lot of it is going to be mazik. That's what dvash symbolizes. Sa'or, as the Gemara says in Brachas, symbolizes the Eitz Sahara. The Sa'or Shebi'isa, what raises us up, what makes us focus on ourselves and not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's symbolized by the Sa'or. But you need a little bit of it. You need a little bit of it in order, you need a little self-worth and self-confidence in order to function. You need a little dvash in order to function in the world. Levisha sarva dvash is kaino ein b'hem shleimus mitzat atzmam la'alos l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. They're not ends in itself, they're means. If I properly use what I have in olam hazeh, if I properly use my sa'or, my self-worth, my self-confidence, so then that can bring the shleimus and nefesh, as long as they are means. So he says, now you understand the exceptions. Ki alkei nomar, that's why you're generally not allowed to have these. You're not allowed to have dvash on a karbon. You're not allowed to have sa'or on a karbon. But when are you allowed to? Carbon racious takrivu osam. What's brought? When is one of these brought? We're not going to do the other part. One of them brought on Shavuos. On Shavuos, the Shtei Halechem, Torah. Torah is the goal. In that context, then you can have chametz. Then you can have a little bit. If somebody needs a little self-confidence, needs a little self-worth in the context of Torah, in the context of the Shtei Halechem, which is brought on Shavuos, so then that is something that is positive, and one could use it as a means there. So that's one of the symbolism, says the Klayakar, of this exception. He doesn't talk about Toda there, but it's the Chametz of the Toda and the Shtei Halechem, part one. The Tosfos points out, first Tosfos in the Perek, that Shtei Halechem Nicha Dekayel Bahadei Shar Menachas Deikri Mincha. We have found earlier in the Masechta that the Shtei Halechem that's brought on Shavuos is called the Karban Mincha. But the bread, the Lachme Toda, are those called Minchas? They're made out of flour. But do you find those are called minchas? We mentioned a number of times already that nine types of carbon is, there are 12 types, really. The three types of carbon minchas that are tzibur, and the nine types that are yachid. The three that are tzibur, if you remember, are the omer, and the shtei halechem, and the lechem apanim. Those are the three that are tzibur. And the ones that are yachid are the five types of voluntary ones, the two types that come for sins, right, the Ola V'Yoreitz and the Minchas Kenos, and the two types of Minchas Chinuch that the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol bring, you know, when they start doing the Avoda. Karbon Toda is not there. So ask Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Avolach mitodah l'ashkechan." You don't find that the lach mitodah are called minchas. It's not in that category. So he says, it doesn't make a difference l'maisa. So, okay, it's a categorization chiddush. But it doesn't make a difference l'maisa. Nicha l'ashminan dina. So it's an easy way to remember, even though it's not really a mincha. But if you look at the Rambam has a hakdama to all of Seder Kachim. So in there, hakdama, he has hakdama to all of Seder Kachim. Then he has hakdama to Zvachim. And then he has hakdama to Meseches Menachos. So in his hakdama to Meseches Menachos, he talks all about the different types of karbanis mincha. And he says there, he answers this question. He says, "Minim elu habayim matodeve el nazir lo karam hakasav mincha klal the enam michlal hamenachas." These toda and el nazir, the breads that come with the carbon of a nazir and the toda, are not menachas. The haraya lekach. You know what the raya is? If a kohen brings a carbon toda, he gets to eat the loaves. The usual rule is if the kohen brings a carbon mincha, it has to be totally burned. Kalil taktar. It has to be totally burned if a kohen brings it. If a Yisrael brings it, he gets to eat the leftovers. But if a kohen brings it, the halacha is, a minchas kohen is totally burned. But if a kohen brings a carbon toda, he gets to eat the loaves. So, how is that? It must be it's not a toda. Says the Rambam, according to the Torah, in the way the Torah talks, it is not called a mincha. Ela shechachamim kara mincha derech I hakpada. But you're right, there's a difference between Lashon HaTorah and Lashon Bnei Adam. Lashon Bnei Adam, Chazal call it a Karban Mincha, even though the Torah doesn't call it a Karban Mincha. And that's what the Mishnah means here. The Mishnah here puts it together because that is what Chazal use it. Umesech Lezu, Dana, Gama Maisa Alechem Zeh, Vehechi Naseh, Vekama Shiura. That's the Rambam in his Akdama to Mesech Menachos. Answering Tosfos Kasha, B'mechalik between Lashon Bnei Adam and Lashon HaTorah. Viter, third line of the Mishnah. Machlokes. We know when we want to cause something to rise, so we could put in some yeast. But the Mishnah here talks about si'ur, or sa'or. Sa'or is sourdough, which is you take a little bit of flour and water, and you let it rise by itself. It goes much faster when it rises by itself. And then you can add that to the rest of the larger flour and water unit. So that causes it to rise quickly. The problem is, by a current mincha, it has to be an exact measurement. So if you add something separate, isn't that going to be mosif on the she'ir? If you take something out of it, is that going to be mechatzer on the she'ir? So it's not exactly clear what you're supposed to do. So we have a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer hasa'or bode lohen mitochan u'mechamson. Rabbi Meir says, you take a little bit out itself, out of the isaron or whatever mincha you're bringing, you take a little bit out of that, you cause it to rise, you cause it to become chametz, which then helps you be mechametz, thank you, the rest of the mincha. Umechamson, that's what Rashi says, that's what the Rebbeir says to do. Rashi explains that mitoch isaron, from the isaron itself, you use that to cause the rest of the mincha to become chametz in these two cases. You only have two cases, but you're gonna have to make it become chametz. So that's what you do, you take it from within. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Afi enem in a mufchar. No, it's not in a mufchar to take it from within. Ella, why? Because then it's not gonna go at the same pace. You're gonna be chametz a little bit of it and then add it to the rest of the mixture. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ella mevi es ha-sa'or venos lo tochamita. You bring sa'or from without. You bring a little bit of dough that has risen, that's going to cause the rest of it to rise, a little sourdough. You bring that from, you put that in a kli, you put that in the isaron kli, and then, if it also tochamid, you put it into the kli, umamali, esamid, then you fill it up, and you see at the end, you have to have an isaron altogether. That's all you have to do. Amru lo, afichahitachasera yisera. Rebbeinu doesn't like that, because isn't it going to be a little less or a little more? It's not going to be so exact. Because in the sourdough that you brought, you don't know if there's a little too much flour, a little too less flour. Okay, now you're able at the end to measure the volume, but to measure how much flour went in, it can't be so exact. Rabbi Yehuda Lachor is not bothered by that. And that is how the Rambam paskins. Did I bring it? I didn't bring it. But the Rambam of Maisa Karbanos paskins like two places. I think in Tevidin and Mustafa and in Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam quotes like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, even though it's not going to be so exact, but you know what? This is what the Torah wants. Torah wants to be mechametz the toda from or the shnei alechem from without. That's the halacha. In the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael here asks, why can't you just let it rise like we normally do? Anybody here make challah? It's past Shabbos. Shlissel challah. So what happens? You make the dough and you let it rise. You don't have to add anything separate from without. You don't have to add any extra stuff. Just let it rise. What's that? What's that? We have to come up with all of these of strategies what to do. Just let it rise. So says the Tiferet Yisrael here that it must be that if you let it rise in this context, it's not going to rise within enough time. Says the Tiferet Yisrael, V'nira li, t'yaf agav d'zet pashut, shekesheyilosh kol yisaron v'yanichenu kach, efshar sheyes chametz biyomo, it will become chametz, al kalpanim, gam l'remeir, l'mitzvah tzarech chimetz yafe, v'yefshar l'shum isa sheyes chametz yafe biyomo, asheyich yanichenu eizaz yame mishenilosh. If you want it to rise properly, again, it could be that they didn't have the yeast that we have nowadays. It could be that it took longer in those days. But says the Tiferet Yisrael, it's not going to rise very well within a day. And that is already in the klisha race. It's going to become nifsa belina. So therefore, it's going to lead to problems. That's why you have to come up with one of these solutions. That's what the Tiferet Yisrael is meyer on the baking process. Okay, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Boy mine Rabbi Preda Mirabi Ami. Rabbi Preda is from Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Preda is from Gemara Erevin fame. If you remember, he's the Amora that taught the Talmud 400 times. Talmud couldn't understand, so Rabbi Preda taught him 400 times over and over again. The Gemara Samak Nun Gimel, Samak Gimel, one of those Nun Dalad maybe, Imeseches Erevin. And the end of the Gemara says that the Malach came to him and says, what do you want? Do you want 400 extra years to your life? Or do you want everybody in your door to go to Olam Haba? So he says, I'll take everybody in my daughter to go to Olam Haba. So the Malach says, okay, I'll give you 400 years also. Right, that was the Gemara because he had such patience. But that's Rabbi Preda. So Rabbi Preda asked Rabbi Ami, Minayin l'chol menachos shein bos matzah. How do you know the halacha of our Mishnah? That all menachos come in the form of matzah. They're not allowed to be baked into chametz. Minolan, how do you know? So a couple of answer suggestions. Number one, d'chsivba, the ones that it says you have to bring matzah, you have to bring matzah. D'lo ksivba, zos taras ha-mincha, hakrev osa b'nei Aharon, l'v'nei Hashem, el Pesach o al-moed. L'v'nei Hashem, el p'nei ha-mizbeach, v'noseres b'imeno yochlu Aharon u'vanav, matzos te'achel. So you see in that pasuk, all menachos are grouped together. This is the Torah of mincha, and at the end of that pasuk it says matzos te'achel. Fine, that's how you know they have to bring be matzah. Omer le mitzvah lachmi bayli. I'm not asking you, is it a good idea? Is it a lachachila to be matzah? Ki kami bayli la'akev. I'm asking you, is it li'ikuva? As we know, kachem always needs two psukim in order for something to be li'ikuva. So, fine, this pasuk might teach me that you should do it mincha, but how do I know that if you didn't, so then it passes the carbon? So, omer le la'akev namiksiv. Lo se'afech chametz. Another pasuk, don't bake it, it should not be baked as chametz, ela matzah. That's the pasuk that teaches me extra. Lo seifei chametz, ela matzah. Period. So, three questions on this answer before we get to the second answer. Three questions. Number one, matzke v'la rev chizda, ve'ema, maybe you could darshan this pasuk differently, not lo seifei chametz, ela matzah, but lo seifei chametz, ela si'ur. Maybe you could darshan it, don't bake it as chametz, but you can bake it as si'ur. Si'ur, not to be confused with sa'ar. Sa'ar is what we were talking about in the Mishnah. That's the sourdough that you use in order to mechametz others. Si'ur, there's a machlokas in Maseches Psachim. Si'ur is where something started to become leavened. Started to become chametz, but it's not fully chametz yet. Right? So you have a dough and it starts cracking. The Mishnayos and Pesachim talk about when does it get the status of Si'ur somewhere in the middle. Si'ur somewhere in the middle before it becomes fully chametz, fully baked. So that's Si'ur. So maybe that's what it means. Don't bake it as chametz. You're not going to bake it as full chametz. But Si'ur, this thing in the middle, this stage in the middle, that's okay. Maybe there's no source to teach you that it has to be matzah. Maybe it's teaching you that it can be Si'ur. So Gemara says, no, Si'ur deman. What's Rav Chisda's kasha? The seer of who? There's a machlokas there in Maseches Psachim, what seer is considered. One Tana hold, it's still called matzah, so it's okay. And the other Tana hold is already considered chametz. So what would this opinion here, what is Rav Chisda's kasha? Eid Rabbi Meir, if you're telling me you're asking the question within the world of Rabbi Meir's seer, Rabbi Meir who holds it's already chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda, matzah ma'alihi. Then what? It would be a machlokas Tanaim, and that time Rabbi Yehuda would say that's matzah. So what do you mean? That is matzah. It's the same drasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir chametz v'aliyi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of si'ur, Rabbi Meir would hold that's mamish chametz already. And therefore, What kind of drasha would this be? Lo seyafech chametz, ela siur. Siur is chametz. So Gemara answers, you're right. Each Tana will not be able to learn it according to the other Tana. But within each Tana, maybe that's what Rav Chisda is asking. Eid, Rabbi Meir, or first we knock out one other possibility first. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds it's already chametz, L'Rabbi Meir, mi delaki ale chametzu. Since he would say, you already get malchus for eating this, so then chametzu, it's already chametz. So again, that can't be excluded from the pasuk. Don't make it chametz, only make it siur. That is chametz. So what's Rav Chisda's kasha? So Gemara says, you're right. The fourth and final permutation that's possible. El Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. What Rav Chisda is asking is that maybe Rabbi Yehuda himself could darshan the pasuk this way. Rabbi Yehuda, who says it is not chametz yet, but maybe it's not also exactly matzah either. So therefore, maybe Rav Chisda is asking is that maybe you could darshan it. Don't bake your carbon minchas as chametz, but you can bake it as siur. Bake it as siur, which is not exactly matzah, but it's in the middle. So that's Rav Chisda's kasha on the drasha. Maybe you could darshan it like this. No answer given. Meaning this could be another possibility. So how do you know that the source is teaching me that it has to be matzah? Maybe it could be siur according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kasha one. Or another kasha. Maskevel Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ve'ema lo se'afech chametz ela chalut. Maybe it shouldn't be baked as chametz, but as chalut. What's chalut? That means scalding water was sprinkled on it. That's chalut. So Gemara says again, what does that do? My chalut, my niyu. What does chalut do? Revicha, there are some carbonous mincha that require that. That require it. That doesn't make it into chametz if you sprinkle some hot water on it. Right? It might even stop the leavening process, some Rishonim say. But it's a requirement of making it moist. So says the Gemara, my niyu, which carbonous are we talking about that you're going to darshan? Lo seyafech chametz ala chalut. Revicha, you're darshaning it by the ones that have the status of murbeches, as it says in Vayikra. So, iti'ika revicha, if it requires to be revicha to have the scalding water on exiba revicha. So, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. It says in Mefurish. And vaha, lo exiba revicha. Or the Shidun Kubetsis' girsa is, and the others that don't have revicha, maybe it's also to do revicha. So, how do you have that as a drasha? So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema." No, this is what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak meant to ask. Dichsiv baravicha mitzvah baravicha. The ones that have to do it with the scalding water, it's a mitzvah. Udeloksiv baravicha ibai revicha laisi ibai matalaisi. Maybe that's what the drasha should be, that you're allowed to do revucha. Certain karbanas, you have to do revicha, you have to sprinkle on it, and other ones, you're not allowed. You're allowed to whatever you want. So maybe that's how you could darshan the pasuk. So again, it's a kasha on the daya that says that this is a pasuk that's foolproof to teach me that it has to be chametz. If you look in the Sfas Emes wonders, what does it appear from this Gemara? Is chalut called matzah or not? What impression do you get from this Gemara? It's mashma that it's not matzah. Lo teafech chametz el chalut, and you darshan that instead of matzah. So he says that's somewhat difficult because if you look in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara says that the pasuk excludes chalut from lechem oni. If you have chalut boiling hot water and oni doesn't have boiling hot water to sprinkle on his flour, so you can't use that for Pesach. It's not sure that it's only a lechem oni problem. It's not a matzah problem. So Sfas Emes is bothered whether chalut could really be used for matzah or not. And there's also the fact that some carbonous mincha have chalut and they're matzah. So it's mashma that it is matzah. So I don't know, he says, what exactly is the suggested drasha here? He does not know exactly what the Gemara is trying to mention. Okay, but there are other kashas as well. It's not the only question. So, but this is the chala question. So you have the siur question, you have the chala question, and now the final question. Maskevla Ravina. Ravina asks the third question. The ema lo seyafech chametz. This is the most amazing possibility in the question. Maybe lo seyafech chametz is lemekam gavra balav v'alma. Maybe that pasuk should only be understood as an iser gavra. You can't do this, but v'ifsule lo mifsula. If you did it, don't worry about it. It doesn't passel the karbon. Maybe that's all the pasuk is referring to. You're trying to use this makar to teach me a double shan hakos of la'akev, that if you do it, it's an aveira to passel the carbon. Maybe not. Maybe this pasuk is just teaching me an iser gavra. You're not allowed to do it, but it doesn't mean that it's going to passel. So the Gemara accepts that question, and therefore it's about to go on to a different source for how do you know Karban Minchas have to be matzah. But this line is discussed at length in the Achronim based on the following machlokas. We mentioned in the past machlokas in Maseches Temura. Beginning of the first couple of blot of Temura discussed the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. The machlokas of Kamisl David Rachmana lo Sevid, Yavin Mahani Olam Mahani. The Torah tells me I can't do something, and I do it anyway. Does that have an effect? So sometimes yes, sometimes no. Right, if I try to marry my sister, it's not going to work. If a kohen tries to marry a grusha, it's an avera, but it's going to work. They're going to be married. So what's the rule? What's the exception? If I, to give extreme examples, but it's sort of obvious, if I mix my friend's basar b'chalav together, so then I ossered it, even though the Torah says I'm not allowed to do that. If I bow down to my friend's tree, ein adam osar davar shenei shelo, it doesn't become nesar. So sometimes, again, those two might be very different, but sometimes you see the Torah says not to do something and it doesn't work. Sometimes it does work. So that's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether it works or not. And each of them have their shita, and then they have to try to explain all the exceptions to their rule. Right? That's the sugya, the beginning of Maseches Temura. So the Achronim wonder whether that principle applies to Kadshim or not. Because by Kachim, we know we have the principle of Shana HaKasav La'akev. You need a second pasuk to tell me something is Li'ikufa. So that kind of sounds like, we would say generally, Yavin Mahani. We would say it does work, right? Because you need an extra pasuk by Kachim to teach me that it's going to be Li'ikufa. So the Shar HaMelech quotes from this Gemara, the fact that this Gemara has this possibility that it's going to be usher, but it's not going to pass the carbon, that you don't say Yavad Mahani, meaning like I just said, that maybe by kachim you say Mahani is going to work whatever you try to do, because so that's the Shar Melech's Raya from our Gemara, that it's not going to be a problem. If you look in the Tiferet Yisrael, not here, but in Psachim, second Tiferet Yisrael of the day, but the Tiferet Yisrael also is bothered by this problem. Whether you say, how could the suggestion be made that it's only going to be usher, but it's not going to pasul? So the question, where is it? Here it is, Tiferet Yisrael, on the fifth parak in Psachim. It's going on the Mishnah, Hashochet etz haPesach al haChabes. We discussed this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago. If somebody shechs a Karban Pesach when he still has chametz in his house, meaning he has chametz in his house, Erev Pesach, Etach HaSos, and he shechs the Karban Pesach, that's an Issur D'oraisa. Issur D'oraisa to do at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Issur D'oraisa, L'shishkal haChametz dam zivchi. Right, separate Issur D'oraisa. It does not passel the Karban Pesach. It doesn't passel it. So again, that's another example. You did something wrong, and lo mahani. You know, your actions didn't have a passeling effect. So again, the Achronim there say, why not? So the Tiferet Yisrael says, V'lo shayach b'ha yavad lo mahani. Why? Is your problem inherent, or is your problem external? That's his chilek. T'kol shecheto mitzad davar acher, v'lo b'hamaisa gufa, lo amrinan de lo mahani. Your problem is not with the Karban Pesach, because you have chametz sitting in your house. That's an external problem. That's not under discussion of if Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. That's for sure not going to passel. Kimo, just like the Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin, he quotes, let's say if I shecht an animal on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says the animal's kosher. The animal's kosher. Chayiv Misa. How could the animal be kosher? That's a kshera. The answer is that, you know, it's an external. It happens to be Shabbos, but it's not an external problem with the Shechita. The second time the Rishonim pointed out it's going to be a problem because that's Shechita's Mumar. If you're already a mumar, that's a separate problem. But a mumar, you can't trust the shechita, or it's a psul. But anyway, but that's what the Tiferet Yisrael says. Anytime it's an external problem, that's why it's not a problem. So that goes for that's why shechita on Shabbos. That goes for shechita on if you have chametz in your house. And then at the end, he says, according to this, I can answer a kushya atzuma from Menachos Nun Gimel. The Kushya Atzuma, he quotes this question of Ravina, and he says, "V'tamua kaimo karava." We pass it like Rava, Yavad Lomani. So how could Rava suggest that you could bake it as chametz and it doesn't passel? The answer is no. He says it's considered external because the Torah says, "To lo tzivsa Torah klash lo nakriv mincha muchumetzes." The Torah never says don't be makriv a mincha. It just says don't bake it. Don't bake it as chametz. You baked it as chametz, so you messed up. But now the issue is, can you be makrovit? So that's considered external, that you had a baking problem. But you're burning mitzvah now, you're gonna burn it. It's like working a carbon, which is not gonna pass the carbon, which is the problem before the hakrava. That's his suggestion, but that answers limits the machlokas between Abaye and Rava about Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. The other issue also is brought up by the Achronim here, so the Sfasemes. What about Mitzvah Baba Avera? Those are two Shas sugyas that are brought up on our line right here. Number one, Yavin Mahani. What about Mitzvah Baba Avera? If you steal a shofar and you try to blow it, that's okay. Because we say that the mitzvah is the sound, it's not the shofar itself. But if you steal a lulav agazel, it's possible. The Yerushalmi says if I steal matzah, it's possible. Right, the Bible doesn't say that, but we steal matzah is possible. So ask the Sfasemes. You also had the Mitzvah Baba Avera problem here. Right, you did not Avera. Why don't you say it's a problem? So Tosa, he quotes Tosa in Masechta Sukkah, who Tosa says, Mitzvah Baba Avera is only where the Avera is what allowed you to do the Mitzvah. If you didn't need the Avera to do the Mitzvah, you just happened to do an Avera, that's not called Mitzvah Baba Avera. Say if you stole a lulav in order to shake it, so then that's Mitzvah Baba Avera. Without the Avera, you couldn't have done the Mitzvah. Without stealing the matzah, you couldn't have done the mitzvah. But here, you could have brought the mincha without doing the avera. You didn't have to bake it as chametz. So it happens to be that you did an avera. So that's not called mitzvah baba avera. That's an avera and then a mitzvah. That's not called mitzvah baba avera. That's a yisod in Tosfos and Sukkot Aflamid. But again, that's a huge sugya. Maybe we'll have a shiur. By the way, the Tuesday night shiur this week is Monday night. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a shiur. Fascinating topic relating to long-term, short-term views of mitzvahs, which we've discussed in the daf over time, but we never really did it inside, seeing the sources. If you're in jail, you have one day to get out of jail. Do you go out tomorrow to daven with a minyan? Do you wait till Rosh Hashanah? Right, different sugyas, different long-term, short-term views of mitzvahs. So that relates to what the Gemara we did at the end of last week. You have a tamid of tomorrow and the musaf of today, which is your makruv. Okay, weiter. Where are we? So we knocked out the first answer. So Ella. Ella mean all once. How do you know it? Right in the middle. Kidit Tanya. The Brisa says, Matzah, Yochol Yeh, Yochol Mitzvah. You might think it's only a mitzvah. L'chachila tamalomar tihiyah. Hakasav kava chova. The extra lashon of tihiyah teaches me that it is ma'akev. Boy, Mene Rabbi prayed to Rabbi Ami. Again, Rabbi prayed to Minayim v'chol manachis. Sheni loshas beposhrid umeshamrim shalo yachmitzu. How do I know that by all carbon is mincha? This is said in the Mishnah later on in the Masechta. They have to be kneaded with lukewarm water, poshrin, and meshamrim shalo yachmitzu. They have to be guarded that they don't become chametz. How do I know that? No medema mi pesach. Should I learn it from Pesach? Dechsev ushmartem es amatzos. That's one possibility. You learn it from Pesach. Guard the matzos. Shmartem es amatzos. Omar lei. So that was Rabbi Prey's question. Should I learn it from there? So Rabbi Ami answers, I'm really no, but gufa ksiv. You don't have to come up with any other context from mincha itself. It says matzah tihiyah, and we darsh it tihiyah. It should be hachayeha, make it alive, make it keep it as it is. Rashi says hachshirena v'shamra, meaning guard it as it is. That's what you learn now from the extra word tihiyah. Ivaha fikti la'akev. Didn't we just use that word tihiyah 2 lines ago? To be ma'akev? So I'm okay. No, lichtov krom matzah hi. My tihiyah, shmas minatarti. Okay. You learn out both things from there. Two ha'aris. Number one is there any nafkamina between the two sources? Ushmartem es amatzis, shmira or tihiyah? Is there any nafkamina between those two? Rabbi Prater says, isn't this the source? He said, no. Rav Ami says, this is the source. So Sfasemes says, we know the halacha is that if you have matzahs that were made for carbon toda, let's see, for those 10 loaves, you're not allowed to use that for matzah. If you baked it l'shein toda, and now it's l'shein matzah, we're going to see you're not allowed to use that. What about the opposite? What if you baked it l'shein matzah, and now you want to use it for toda? You have leftovers, right? You used a lot of, you didn't realize, you over-ordered for the Seder, right? Like usually happens, oh, we got to write this down for next year. Nobody ever writes it down. Right, nobody ever remembers. Oh, how what do we order? And we make the same mistake every year. Right, so fine, wonderful. Klal Yisrael orders extra matzahs, but they want to have for Pesach Sheni. But the question is, what if you have extra matzah? You want to use it for your, and all of a sudden you have to, after Yom Tov, you want to bring a carbon toda. So can you use your matzahs that you had l'shem Pesach? Right, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. You want to use that for carbon toda. So the Sfas Emes says that's a nafkamina. That's an afkamina between these two. L'chora, I havi alfinan mi Pesach, havi tzorech l'shem mincha, kimo hasan l'shem matzah. Just like l'shem matzah requires special l'shma, so if that's your source for shmira by mincha, that would also require l'shma. Aval ime haikra dechsib b'mincha atzma matzah tihyeh. If it's just matzah tihyeh, ein mizeh chacha tzorech shmira l'shem mincha. So he says, "V'tzarachi in Ladina ben nishmar l'shem mitzvahs matzah iyotzi ba yidei mincha." So he says it's a suffix. He's not sure what the halacha would be, right? If you do it l'shem matzah, could you use your leftover matzahs for otherwise? The other question that the Shidim Kubetz says here asks is, what does the Gemara say? Do you need a special makar that mishmir shalo yachmitzu? You already have a source. That it has to be matzah. What's the extra makar? If it has to be matzah, memelo, you have to guard it. That doesn't become chametz. If the Shibuk Kubetz says, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Look at the second medium line in the Shita. Avagav demaisi krabim matzisim lepostlan chametz istrik hacha krab l'shmira. Even though you already have a pasuk to tell me it can't be chametz, you need another pasuk to tell me that it has to be mishumar. Right? Oh, if you have a different font over there, it's an os gimel. Os gimel of the Shidim Kubetzes. Right? That's what he says. You need an extra pasuk to tell me shmir. What does that mean? So Morav Rabbi Rosenzweig always like to quote the Ramban and the Ritva on the first daf in Chulin. The Ramban and the first daf in Chulin says, what does the word shmira mean? Shruma has to be mishumar. So the Ramban and the Ritva, both, the Ritva quotes the Ramban, just a little more expanded, they say, shmira means you have to guard it that it doesn't even come to a state of suffik. That's shmira. Usually, not become chametz. Let's make sure it doesn't become chametz. Don't have to go so crazy about it. Shmira is an added higher standard. You can't even let it get into the status of suffik. A high, high level. That's what shmira means. That's mishmer shrumosai. That's what's learned out from Shruma. So maybe that's what the Shimon Kubetz is referring to here. She's just saying, even though I already know it can't become chametz, you have to do extra shmira. So maybe that's the emphasis. As the Ramban says, to be mukdashin b'chi ha'gavna lav b'safik tunah dainan to ibay shimur el tzorach shei bari lo shehin tahorin v'im lav aser lakrivan. That's what the Ritva says. Keep it debayil mevid bu shimur b'afilu hasachadas posel bohem lo sharina bu safik shimur v'chein tiras Ramban v'chein ikker. Right, that's the Ramban and the Ritva at the beginning of Maseches Chulin. So maybe that's what the Shimon Kubetzes here is referring to. Okay. A little bit lighter for the rest of the daf today. Omer le Rabbanon le Rebbe Preda. The Rabbanon, Rebbe Preda must have been in the back room, right? This is Rebbe Preda day, right? So Rebbe Preda must have been in the back room in his study learning, and the Rabbanon were at the front door, and they wanted to tell him that somebody was at the door to see him. So they give a whole long introduction to the person who was at the front door. Rebbe Ezra bar Braid the Rebbe Aftulis, to who Asiri le Rebbe Ben Azariah, to who Asiri le Ezra koya baba. You have this rabbi who has great yichus at your door. He's the 10th generation to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, who is also the 10th generation to Ezra. Remember that was quoted in Brachas, when they appointed Reb Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi, and they said, we have to find somebody who has yichus, they have to find somebody who has kesef. So they tell Rabbi Brady, he's at the door. So Amar, my kulihai, why are you giving him such a long introduction? I bar ur yinhu, if he's an Amar Chacham, so yoi, good, fine. You have to tell me what his yichus is. I bar ur yin ubar avhan yoi. If he's a Talmud Chacham and he has great yichus, okay, wonderful. But the I bar avhan velo bar uryin. If he has yichus and he's not a Talmud Chacham, eisha techlai, then fire might as well consume him. So what's the big? What are you telling me this whole background for? So Amrule, they say no, lay bar uryin have. No, he's a Talmud Chacham. Don't worry about it. He's a Talmud Chacham. So they don't say exactly why they gave the yichus, but maybe they were just trying to convince him that he should come to the door to see him. So Amalei. So he said, okay, let him come in. What is it? What is Eisha Techlai? That's what you greet somebody. Okay? If he's not such a big Talmud Chacham, let fire consume him. What is that supposed to mean? So I thought maybe two suggestions. One is B'shem the Shlach Kaddish. The Shlach Kaddish says, he's quoted as saying on the Pasuk in the Parsha and Parsha B'chukosai. The Pasuk says at the end of the Tochacha, V'zacharti esbrisi Yaakov, avesbrisi Yitzchak, avesbrisi Avram, Eskar, Varas Eskar. Right, so most understand that as a, and most Bali Kriya, whenever you read in the Tochacha, they say that Pasuk out loud. V'zacharti, and then they go back low. Why? Because that's a Nechama in the middle of the Tochacha, all these terrible, terrible tragedies, and then in the middle, Hashem's going to remember Bris Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what mostly is understood. The Shlach Kaddish says, no, this is part of the Tochacha. Look who your parents were. You know, if you just went off the derech, if you did nothing, if you went for avodah zarah, and you didn't have people to teach you, okay, meila. But if you have parents to teach you, and then you did this, these were your avos, that makes it much worse. That's part of the tochacha. The zacharti is, I remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and this is who you are. That's part of the curse, says the Shulchan Kadosh. So maybe that's what the emphasis of Rabbi Freida here is. He says, if you had nobody to teach you, and then you're not a Talmud Chacham, fine. If you had Yichus, and still you rejected it, Ive. That's even worse. Eish Techlai. That's the, that's maybe a suggestion. I saw one more in the Margolius Ashas. He says, in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich, he quotes that we know the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, where the Gemara says, Kofalem Harkagigus, and on the same daf, the Gemara says, Nasa Benishma, Tosis is the famous Kasha, if Bnei Yisrael Nasa Benishma, why does Hashem have to force the Torah on them? Why do you have to put the mountain over them? Kofalem Harkagigus. Why do you have to force them? Says Tosis there, a much discussed answer. Maybe, later on, because of the Eish Hagdola, because of the great fire, they would be scared, and they would give it all up. They would give them up, they'd be scared of the fire. They'd be scared of the fire. Says the Magalias Hashas Al Pidrush, Eish Techla here should be understood as Bitmia. Bitmia, what do you mean? Zeo Sheshiv Repreta, Shemu Benon Shal Kedoshim, Ve'eno Bene Torah. If he's the son of great rabbis, and he's not a Ben Torah, Madu Eino Lomed. Why isn't he learning? Eish Techla. What does that mean? Atu Yarehu Shaha Eish Techla, Kamosha Yaro Yisrael B'maimon Har Sinai, Shechazru Mepnei Ha'eish. Is he worried about the fire? Just like Klal Yisrael were worried. So they made HaKadosh Baruch Hu force them, so to speak, because they were worried. He says, let him do it. Let him follow his forefathers. Is he worried? No. Lamina Makabal of Torah. That's the fire. It's Bitzmiya. Bederech Bitzmiya. Okay. Vaiter. So who is this? So you let him come in. So he came in, so he obviously was a little flustered because he almost got cursed at the door. He must have heard what was going on inside. Right, so you're at the door, who is it? Right, and then you have to decide whether he's zochet to answer the door. So Chazya, Davi Achiradaite, so he prayed to saw that he was kind of a little shaken up by that discussion. So Pasach Miyamar, so he wanted to start him and talk to him in learning. So he wanted to relax him a little bit. So Amart Lashem, and he wanted to give him a great vart about Yichus. Right, so that's because he has Yichus, he was Talmud Chacham. So he says to him, Amar, David HaMelech says, Amar Lashem Adonai Ata Tovasi Balalecha. Right, Hashem, David HaMelech says to Hashem, I don't have to give thanks to you. Tovasi Balalecha. What does that mean? So, David HaMelech, the Chazal Darshan is Pasik, to mean the opposite. Amar Knesi Sistral, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yisrael say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Hachzeik Li Tova, Shehodeiticha Ba'olam. Give me a pat on the back, please, God, because I'm the one that's mefarsim your name in the world. Right? We're your people, so you owe us a debt of gratitude. So Amar Lot, he says to them, sorry, Tovasi Balalecha. It's not you. Ani machzik tova el lahavim yisrav Yaakov. I go to the forefathers. I go to the original ones, shehodieni odiuni tchila ba'olam. It all goes by the beginning. They're the ones that started the process. Yeah, so you all followed along. But they're the ones that started Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, therefore I'm going to give them the credit. Shine'emar, l'kadoshim asher ba'aretz heima. They are the holy ones in the land. Va'adirei kol chefzibam. And the strong ones, kol chefzibam, are the ones that I want. That's the drug that would be paid to tell him to calm down. So once he heard this, kiva d'shamei, to kamar adir, since he heard the pasuk that mentions adir, so he started getting into a thought, four in a row, I think it is. Pasuk v'yomar. So he started saying the following riddles. Yavo adir, the yifra la'adirim, me adirim, ba adirim. The adir, the strong ones should come and pay back the strong ones from the strong ones with the strong ones. So what does that mean? So, yavo adir, zekarish baruch hu. Tichsiv adir bamarom Hashem. Right? Adir means Hashem, adir bamarom, the yifra la'adirim, and he should pay back for the adirim elu Yisrael. Shine'emar va'adir kol chefzibam. This pasuk. May adirim, he should pay back from the adirim elu ha'mitzriim. Those are the Egyptians. Shen tichsev, tzalu kalferes b'mayim adirim. They went down as lead in the water, the adirim, the Egyptians. ba'adirim, with adirim, elu mayim shenemar, mikolos mayim rabim adirim, mishbureyam. So you see, that's the phrase. The adir is going to pay back for the adirim in the adirim against the adirim. That's that. So you think, okay, what does this teach me? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Gemara. Where does the Mishnah Berurah quote this Gemara? Oz Yashir every morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, right, if I would have asked you before a minute ago, what does it mean, solo kafers v'mayim adirim? The pashtus is going on, the adirim is going on the water. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. Right? Solo kafers, they drown like lead, b'mayim adirim, in the strong waters. The Gemara doesn't darshan it that way. The Gemara says, solo kafers b'mayim adirim, says the Mishnah Berurah. You gotta pause. Solo kafer, Mishnah Berurah, simin nun aleph, sifkan yud zayin. Yesh lahafsik bein b'mayim ubeim adirim shaha adirim kol yal mitzrayim. According to the Prima Gadim, what is this Gemara? The yom hashiras hayam b'simcha v'yadam v'daya tokilu hu oso hayom over hayam v'omer b'simcha mochlan lo avon osav. Got to know what the words mean. Got to learn shas in order to know how to say oz yashir. Right? So says that the so that's what he says. He says you got to pause after solo kafers b'mayim. Got to go into our sidurim that are in our tefillin bags tomorrow. Put a comma. And halavai, we should be looking inside the siddur when we say oz yashir. And solokal fers b'mayim, kama adirim. It's kind of a misplaced modifier. You can't say misplaced. Chas v'shalom is the Torah. Salu adirim ka'uferes b'mayim. That's what it would have been clearer. But it's got to Torah wrote it in that way. Filling Cheshek Shlomo here in the back of Shlomo Vilna, he quotes a medrash that darshan's adirim on darshan's the same Gemara, but he darshan's adirim for the Mitzrayim from a different pasuk. So he said, according to that, you wouldn't have to take a break. But that's the Cheshek Shlomo right here in the back. Okay, that's number one. That's the Adir line. Next, Yavo Yedid Ben Yedid V'Yivne Yedid LiYedid V'Chalkosha Yedid V'Iskaper Bo Yedidim. Right, I think Avram Fried made this one famous. Right, he has a song about it. Right, so what does this mean? The Yedid Ben Yedid should come build the Yedid and the Chalko of Yedid, and the Yedidim should get Kapara. It's a nice real to bring up at the Shabbos table. Yavo Yedid is Eshlamo HaMelech. Tichsiv Ayishlach B'yad Natan HaNavi Ve'ikra Shmo Yedidya Ba'avur Hashem. Right, so Shlomo is called Yedid. He is Ben Yedid Ze Avraham. That's Avraham. Dichsiv Ma Liyedidi B'beisi. V'yivne Yedid, he should build the Yedid Ze Beis HaMikdash. Dichsiv Ma Yedidus Mishkinosayich. The Yedid is the Beis HaMikdash. Liyedid Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiv Ashirana Liyedidi. Bechelko shel Yedid, ze Binyamin. Shenemar, leBinyamin amar Yedid Hashem, yishkolam vetachalav. V'yiskaber ba Yedidim, elu Yisrael, dechsev nasati es Yedidus nafshi, bekaf oiveha. That is number two. You got the Adirim, you got the Yedid. So what can we say about this one? Anybody ever been to a bris? What brought the bracha you say at a bris? Asher kidash, Yedid mi beten. Who's Yedid referring to in that bracha? Who's he referring to? 2 days in Tosfos, right here. Is it Avram or is it Yitzchak? Asher kidash yedid mi beten. Is it Yitzchak was niskadesh because he was the first one to get Mila on day 8? Or is it Avram Avinu? Asher kidash yedid mi beten. Hashem was mekadesh Avram. Look in Tosfos, second skinny line. Umasha omer bebracha shal Mila. Asher kidash yedid mi beten. Omer benu tam dahainu Avraham. Shenikra yedid. Kidamrin hacha. Right here, Avram's called the Yedid, so that's what we refer to there. The Kitcho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menabet, and Hashem was Mekadeshim, because even before he found him, he loved him. And then skip 2 lines, Chok B'She'ero Sam, that phrase, Ze Yitzchak. Shakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak, Ad Shelo Nolad. Right, he made a sign in his flesh. V'tzetz Av Chasa Ba'os Bris Kodesh, Ze Yaakov. It's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov in that bracha. The last 2 lines, V'yish Mefarshim, Yedid Ze Yitzchak, She'er Ze Yaakov, V'tzetzav Elo Ashvatim. Right, the question is how far you go down. But 2 days in Tosfos, how to understand that bracha of Shekida, she did me bet then. Next one, so you got the Adir and the Yedid. Yavo Tov, V'yakabel Tov, Mitov, Latovim. So Yavo Tov, who's the Tov? Ze Moshe, Dichsiv, Atero, so Ki Tov, who? He was Tov, he was good. V'yakabel Tov, and they should get the Tov, Zutora. Dichsiv, ki lekach Tov nasati lachem. Right, the Torah is called Tov. Mi Tov, Zakarish Baruch Hu, dichsiv, Tov Hashem lakol. Latovim, for the Tovim, Elu Yisrael, dichsiv, heitiva Lashem latovim. Right, that's a shorter one, that's a, right, the Tov should bring the Tov to the Tovim from the Tov. Fine. Last one, Yavo Ze, v'yakabel Zos, Mize, La'amzu. What does that mean? Yavo Ze, again, Ze Moshe. Moshe's the Zet. Dechsiv, ki Zet Moshe Ha'ish. Right, that's by the Egel. Lo Yodana Mehayalo, Zet Moshe Ha'ish. V'yekabel Zos. They should get Zos, Zuha Torah. Dechsiv, v'zos HaTorah, Shersa Moshe. Mize, Zet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsiv, Zet Keli V'yanveyu. La Amzu, Eli Yisrael Shnemar, Amzu Kanisa. Right, so that's Rabbi Preda was at the door, and this was his, after he said hello, and he said the word Adir, this is what he got. He got back this Dvar Torah with all the Adir, Yedid, Tov, and Zeh. Okay, there's a couple more things to say on that, but let's just try to continue. Right, we're going to talk about Zos HaTorah Shesha Moshe. The pasuk we say by Hagba is two different psukim put together. So how are we allowed to do that? Zos HaTorah Shesha Moshe Tov Ebenei Yisrael, that's one pasuk. Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe is a half a pasuk. So the post can discuss how we allowed to say a half a pasuk. Usually we say the rule is klopsuki de la paske Moshe anan lo paskina. You're not allowed to say half a pasuk. So if you want to look, we don't have time to do it right now. But the Rav's yard site was last Sunday, so he could mention it within the week in the Nefesh Rav on page Nun Vav and Nun Zayin. So Shechter discusses b'shein the Rav that maybe because one is a reference to Torah Shivach Sav, one is a reference to Torah Shival Peh. But those are the Rosh Hashanah Moshe of Ebenei Yisrael. Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe, once each, and therefore when we see the Torah, we acknowledge that there's not only Torah Shebichsav in front of us. Torah Shebal Peh is needed as well. Period. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, B'Sheshachar Beis HaMikdash, Mazal Kadosh Baruch Hu La'Avram Sheya Omid B'Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem found Avram who was sitting there in the burning building. Amar Lo Ma Li Yedidi Mi Beisi. That's why this Gemara is here, because here he's called Yedid. Why is my Yedid? What is my Yedid doing in my house? Amar Lo Al Iske Banai Basi. I can't cause my kids need me. Omar lo, banecha chatu, v'galu. They sinned. They deserve to go into galus. Omar lo, sheme b'shogeg chatu. Maybe it was b'shogeg. What do you have to, maybe you shouldn't throw them out. Omar lo, asosa hamazimasa. No, it was b'mason. Omar lo, sheme mi'utan chatu. Maybe it was a mi'ut. Maybe it was only a minority. Omar lo, harabim. No, the pasuk says harabim. What was the havamina? That Hashem would destroy them because of the mi'ut? So the Ben Yoyada says, maybe Avram was saying, maybe you're only punishing because Amia did it and the Rabim, Arevus. Arevus, Klaishal Arevim Zelazet, but that's not enough to serve the base of English. Come on, God. So Hashem says, no, it wasn't just Arevus, it was Midin. Most of them did it. Hayalachaliskar Brismila, what about Brismila? Amalov, Sarkodesh, Yavru, Mealayach. No, they try to cover up their Brismila. Right, they were made for Brishal Avram Avinu. Maybe they would be true. Give him some more time. No, I see that they're celebrating their evil. What's the answer? How did they answer the question? No, because the Bali Musar point out that when you do an Aveir B'Simcha, that's much. If you do an Aveir because you lose control, okay. But if you do a B'Simcha, the Sfarno says that in Parashat Kisisa. Moshe Rabbeinu hears from God that his nation sinned. What is Moshe doing? He doesn't break the luchos right away. He goes back. And what does the pasuk say? When he saw them dancing on the eagle, then he broke the luchos. Because up until that point, he thinks, okay, maybe I can get him back. Once he sees them dancing on the eagle, forget it. Forget it. Right? And that's also what the Gemara says in Megillah, Yudalid, Yugimel, right? Why were Bnei Yisrael Chayev Kli in the times of Achashverosh? Not just Nechal, the Nenah. They got Hanah, they enjoyed it. They were Besimcha. When somebody is Besimcha by an Avera, that's a much worse state. Miyad, right when Avram Avinu heard that, he niach yodav al rosho, vayetzoek uboche. He started crying, v'yomarlo, shemachas v'shalom elam takana. Are they gone forever? Yotza baskol v'yomarlo. No, zayis ra'anan. Yafet pritoar. Kara Hashem, shemech. Ma, Bnei Yisrael are compared to an olive. Ma zayezu achariso b'sofo, just like an olive. At the end, comes out good. There's a lot of blossoming at the end. Af Yisrael acharison b'sofon. So too, Bnei Yisrael, their end will be good. Their end will be appropriate. Acharison b'sofon. Can we do two more lines? Two more lines. Just get to the wide lines. Lekol hamula gadol hitzis eisha le'avaro deliosav. Because of the loud sound, its branches broke. Amar bichinim bar papa. What does that mean? Lekol milein shal meraglim nisroa u daliosay shal yisrael. Because of the words of the meraglim. But we're just talking about the Churban, so the Meraglim connects. The branches broke. The Amr Bichin of our Papa, the Vargal Dibur Meraglim Bosa Shah. The Meraglim were heretics at that moment. Ki chazaku mimenu. They're stronger than us. Al tikre mimenu el mimenu. Mimenu can mean from us, but also can mean from him. So they were saying they're too strong for God. Even a Kadosh Baruch was not strong enough. It should be Mila from the sound of the words, they said. No, Hashem says to the original Avram complaining, Avram, I heard your words, the chamalti aleihem, and I'm going to have rachmanis on them. Ani amarti yishtadu ba'arba malchias, kolachas va'achas kashir arba malchias. I said that they're going to have terrible subjugations, each of them for 400 years. Hashak ochad v'chadamai de pasukle. Now each one is going to go based on what I decree to them, not each 400 years. V'yigad amri or ani amarti v'zecharzeh, achshav v'basachas. I'm going to throw them all together so it'll be shorter and better for Klal Yisrael. So really, Avraham Avinu's original cries were answered, and Hashem did limit what he was going to do. Period. We'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.